Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Jayon Brown, Titans linebacker, joins us from the Titans practice facility. They've just wrapped up practice, and Robert Brazil, who will serve as the 12th Titan on Sunday, spoke to the Titans before practice today. Jayon, how are you, man?
Doing good. How are you guys?
Well, you're great, man. What was the speech like from the Hall of Famer visiting you guys?
Oh, it was awesome. Hearing from a Hall of Famer, he was just letting us know how his journey was and how proud he is to be a part of this organization, and for letting us join them. And because, you know, the Oilers moved from Houston and then on to Nashville, so he was just real proud and just giving us some words of encouragement.
You, if I'm not mistaken, had the green dot helmet for the entirety of the game in Buffalo. Is that the first time you've had the coach to player communication device for the whole game?
Yeah, that was my first time. It was a good experience, and you know, just gotta keep up the good work.
Does it slow you down in a way because it puts you in a role where you have to communicate things to the other guys, or is there a way that it kind of informs you more because you have to convey things?
I'll say it makes me more aware, just, you know, being the guy calling the plays and just having everybody around me, just great communication, have me talking more and focus more to just, you know, be there for the guys on the field.
Did it ever cut off after the 15 seconds on you?
Nah, fortunately not.
Jayon Brown is our guest. The Ravens feature quite a few tight ends on their depth chart. How many do they actually use in formations?
They use I think all of them. But they have a very wide range of tight ends and backs and really good skill players. So we just got to come prepared and ready to match all of their personnel groups and play ball.
When you're matching up in coverage, which position generally gives you the biggest challenge? Is it the tight end? Is it the running back or one of the slot receivers if you're in there?
It just depends who's the guy on the team, going against. There's a lot of really good tight ends in the league at catching the ball, and there's really good backs, third down backs that come out on the field and run routes. So just depending on whoever their guy is.
You know, there's a lot of different things happening, obviously, when you're trying to get people lined up also. When a tight end checks in the game, how quick is that process for you to process what the tendencies are for each individual tight end? You're looking at alignment, you're looking at where you're going in the play, and then you see a number and you think, okay, this guy does this, this, and this well. Does that all just click in for you quickly because of film study?
Yeah, no doubt. You gotta do your film study and know which guy you're going against, if it's a faster guy or more of a receiving tight end or blocking tight end. And, you know, you gotta switch up or be like, all right, this guy's a little bigger and slower, so I'm gonna play off and, you know, let his route develop and try to undercut it. And then with a quicker guy, you want to get your hands on and slow him down and then match his route. So stuff like that.
You are no longer the young guy in the inside linebacker group. Rashawn Evans there now. Spillane called up this week, though he's been banged up. What's it like now to not only be a guy asking questions, but to be a guy answering some questions?
It just helps me prepare, be on my stuff even more, just to know that I have a younger guy in my position that will ask me questions that I have to know. So it just keeps me on point and just to more be reliable for my teammates to know everything.
We were discussing earlier in the show, Jayon, how much a coach from a former organization can help out the current team. We were discussing Vrabel and Houston and the connections there, Robiskie with Buffalo last week, and now Dean Pease facing his former team that he worked for in Baltimore. How much can he help you going into this matchup?
No doubt. Dean's been with the Ravens for a long time, and you know, he practices with a guy, so he knows them really good and know what they're capable of. So just informing us to do our homework on each player and get their tendencies and stuff like that. But I'm pretty sure they're going to have a good game plan dialed up, so we just got to come out and prepare.
Can Correa help you in the same way?
Yeah, no doubt. Having Casey with us, just, you know, everybody being real informative and, you know, so we can be victorious on Sunday.
Jayon Brown has been our guest. Have you seen the Game of Thrones trailer that's out, like the big preview for next summer?
I have not. I didn't even know it came out. I gotta check that out. I didn't either.
Well, it's not a trailer. It's like a tease. It's got like an HBO coming in 2019. It's got all the shows, but it has little clips from Game of Thrones in it. You need to check that out. I know you're a big fan.
Yeah, I got to YouTube that after this.
Check it out. Hey, man, good luck on Sunday, and we'll catch up with you then.
Appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Yeah, man. Jayon Brown has been our guest. The only person not interested in that is Paul Kuharski.
Yeah, he's got a lot, my interest.
A lot on his shoulders. Increasing amount on Jayon Brown's shoulders. You know, Evans needs to be able to rely on a guy like that. He's graduated to a different level now, no longer being the young guy in the group. And Woodyard was a limited participant in practice today. Again, so that's a full week of limited practice for Woodyard. We don't know what that means. I don't know, whether you should be optimistic there. I suspect not. Taylor Lewan was full again, and as I told you earlier, he's going to play in this game.